If you are going to trust anyone in this world, let it be yourself. But this is easier to say than to do. Why? Well, because we have a complicated relationship with ourselves. We don't always get on with the person we see in the mirror. Heck, we don't always even like ourselves. But it is important to become friends with yourself again, and this involves building trust. In this episode of the Happy Habit Podcast, we discuss some ways we can build that trust in ourselves. Hey there, Matthew Norrie here, the host of the Happy Habit Podcast, talking health and well-being Mondays and Thursdays. If you are new, please consider subscribing. One of the fathers of positive thinking, Norman Vincent Peale, said, "To be successful and happy, you must believe in yourself and have faith in your abilities." Faith in your abilities is the same as saying trust in your abilities, trust in yourself. If you don't have that trust, you have no foundation upon which to build progressive action towards achievement. Because at every turn, you will end up doubting yourself and fail to move forward towards your goals. The good news is, if you lack self-trust, you aren't alone. The vast majority of people at times lack trust in themselves, their abilities, and their judgments. In one respect, this lack of certainty in ourselves separates us from the megalomaniacs and the sociopaths who have unflinching self-belief that everything they do is right and that they can do no wrong. Essentially, what I'm saying is self-doubt or lack of self-trust is a very human trait. It shows you are capable of feeling vulnerable and that you don't possess an overbearing and overpowering self-belief at the expense of others. But there is a fine line, a delicate balance to be maintained. If we are too fraught with self-doubt, then we will be paralyzed by fear and achieve nothing. So how do we acquire trust in ourselves so that we are being true to ourselves? Well, firstly, we must look in the mirror, metaphorically speaking. We spend all of this time with ourselves, but much of what we do is on autopilot. I'm talking about our thoughts, actions, and our reactions. I've spoken before about the importance of getting out of your head, stepping back and taking a bird's eye view of your world and you in it. When you think in a particular way, become curious about why you're thinking that way. If you are uncomfortable, for example, in social settings, uncomfortable with mixing with other people, step back and ask yourself how it makes you feel, how you act and how you react in those situations. What are your thoughts at particular moments in time? Too often we get caught up in the automatic thoughts and actions prompted by a particular set of circumstances. Mixing in social circles makes you uncomfortable. It always has, so you presume it always will. Your default response to parties, for example, is then feeling vulnerable, uncomfortable, and something you endure rather than enjoy. Whereas if you step back and examine the reasoning for your discomfort, if you recognize your response has been overblown and ill-founded, this can give you the cognitive basis and the confidence to have more trust in yourself in similar situations in the future. But you can only begin to address this when you start to examine your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions prompted by a given social situation. You can only begin to address this when you get to know yourself. Following on from this, if you wish to build trust in yourself, it's important you become comfortable being alone with yourself. This is something I've had difficulty with myself at times, but it's crucial we spend alone time with ourselves. It gives us the opportunity to become familiar with our thoughts rather than pushing them away, which many of us do. When we spend this time with ourselves and our thoughts and emotions, it allows us to construct our identity. And when we know ourselves, warts and all, we can be true to ourselves, especially when the chips are down and we face a challenge. Communication is another key to building self-trust. When you know your identity and when you live your identity, you are being true to yourself. And in doing so, you cannot but be completely true and honest in your communications with others. And when we are honest with others, we are living our own mission statement in life, or living our own identity with our very words. It's about being honest in our words and deeds, both of which will always come back to us, be they good or bad. So honest communication with others is really us being honest and true to ourselves. Building self-trust also involves being vulnerable, and it's okay to be vulnerable. To be human is to be vulnerable, but remember there is a balance to be drawn. Feeling vulnerable is perfectly normal. It puts us in touch with our emotions and gives us the opportunity to become curious and challenge our thoughts and responses. It also enables us to establish trust in ourselves, because based on our experiences and knowledge of our identity, especially in similar situations in the past, we know we have got this. We have the confidence to take matters in hand, even though we feel a little bit exposed in the moment. We trust ourselves to power through the challenge that made us feel vulnerable. And when we do, we feel empowered. It's like feeling vulnerable before a test or an exam. We doubt ourselves. We don't trust in our abilities to perform. But when we gather ourselves and when we recognize we have done the work and that the nerves and self-doubt, while commonplace, are both ill-founded. To build self-trust, it's also advised to list your good points. Literally write them down. Write down what you like about yourself and what good things other people say about you as a person. And as I say, with all lists, stick them where you can see them on a daily basis. We are great at admonishing ourselves constantly, but this has to be outweighed by praise of us by us if we are ever going to begin building self-trust. In addition to this, make a note of your wins, even the small ones. It can't be overstated how important it is to catalogue when you have succeeded, because it reinforces your belief in yourself and your abilities. It also encourages the development of a winning mindset. Revisit your wins. Keep them fresh in your mind in preparation for your next win. That is just around the corner. Building self-trust involves knowing your values. Now, we spoke earlier about knowing your identity, knowing who you are, what your thoughts, emotions, actions, and reactions are. But in addition, it's important to know your core values. Once you know your values, your morals, your ethics, everything else radiates out from these fundamentals. These values are the foundation of your existence. When you live your values, you live the most honest life you can live. And when you live honestly, you live wedded to those values. In other words, you trust in your values, which means you trust in yourself. You are a good person. Honest, loyal, reliable, kind, etc. The list goes on. When you have this moral compass to guide you, and when you keep these values in the forefront of everything you do, self-trust will come automatically. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.